Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. This is Apostle Deborah Deans in the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, and I am so excited today. Yes, Lord, I thank and praise God for another opportunity to be on our radio broadcast with you that's on the broadcast and you in radio land. I thank and praise God on today. I give God all praise and glory on today. I want to greet everyone in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I just thank and praise God for the Lord Jesus today. I'm so delighted that you've chosen to worship with us, you in radio land and the ones that's on our radio broadcast. I just thank and praise God. I want to extend a warm welcome to you all. I give God praise today. I just thank and praise God for you, you, and you. We're going to get ready to call our worship to order now. Hallelujah. I'm going to read a scripture and pray. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. So an host shall encamp against me. My heart shall not fear. My heart shall not fear. The war shall rise against me, and this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord. Hallelujah. That will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, I will seek. I have just read from Psalm 27, from the first down to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come on today humbly before your throne of grace, just asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come today, Father, asking you if we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Lord. We ask you to forgive us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you today to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit if there is anything in there, Lord, that should not be. Lord, we ask you on today to remove it right now. Send the fire of God on today to burn it up right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you today to create right now in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind. Lord, we come asking you now to bind up the strong man right now. Bind up the strong man now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bind him up in the name, every evil thought, every evil thing, every demonized thing, Lord. I'm asking you right now to bind it up, everything that try to come against us, try to attack us, try to attack the radio broadcast. I'm asking you now to bind it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for it right now. I'm asking you now, Father, to bless our worship service on today. Bless our worship service, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless it today, Father, in Jesus' name. I ask you right now, Father, to bless the one that's going to stand in John's shoes on today. Bless the speaker of the hour. Glory to God. I ask you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, to let him down in the deep treasures of your wisdom and knowledge. In the name of Jesus, I'm thanking you for it on today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you right now, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I give you praise and I give you glory on today. We just thank you, Lord. Bless our service, Lord. Bless those in radio land that's listening, Lord. Bless those that's on our radio broadcast. All these things, Lord, I ask you in Jesus' name and for your glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I give you praise today. Give you glory on today. I give you praise today. Amen and amen. We just thank and praise God on today. We magnify his holy name on today. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to... We're going to get ready to go in our... into our... testimonial service. And y'all just... be a little patient with me.
Hello.
Calling. Hello. And just one second. Just one second.
Okay.
We're getting ready to go into our testimonial service now, and we want everyone to join in. Hallelujah. We're gonna have Prophetess Sims today, Tricia Sims, to do open up our testimonial service for us today. Amen. Thank you, Ms. Prophetess Sims. Amen.
Amen. Can you guys hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We appreciate you, Apostle,
you,
being this afternoon. Hallelujah for the radio broadcast. It is an awesome place to be on the radio broadcast this afternoon. Hallelujah. We got so much to be thankful for. We got so much to give God thanks for. There's not enough praise. There's not enough
yes.
thanks that we can give unto him because of his goodness and his mercy toward us,
yes.
his love and his kindness toward us, his gentleness, his faithfulness. He's been so good.
Yes,
Lord.
We can
testify. I know somebody got a testimony about
yes,
the goodness
Lord.
Of the Lord.
Yes,
the Bible
Lord.
Says, I would have fainted unless I seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Yes, Lord.
So we thank God that we have not fainted. We thank God that we're yet holding on to his promises. We thank
yes,
God that
Lord.
We see a manifestation of his promises every day. Every day that he promised.
Yes.
That he would, and he does it. It may not be when we want him to do it.
Yes.
But he's always right on time. He's always a
yes,
faithful
Lord.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's always giving us something. He's always doing something for us. He's always protecting us, keeping us, leading us, and guiding us.
Yes.
He's always doing
yes.
something for us, and we got so much to be thankful for. I know I'll start out the testimony service today. Hallelujah. And I'll just tell you
Hallelujah.
That God has been so good to me. He has been so good to me and my family.
Yes,
and I've seen God work
yes.
with my children in such an awesome way when they should have been in jail or they should have got punished for this or God could have punished them for this or that and the other. And I've seen God move on their behalf in such great ways. I've seen God get
Lord.
Them out of situations and circumstances that otherwise should have took them out. But Rabbi, because, but God. But God, he is a
yes,
keeper,
Lord.
Hallelujah. He is a keeper, he's a keeper. He's a keeper,
thank you,
and
Jesus.
His promises
yes, he is.
Are
yes.
Amen. I want to give you this little testimony about my children because they have truly not been
yes.
perfect, but I see one thing, but God has been perfect to them. Hallelujah. He has been so faithful
yes,
to
Lord.
Them. He has given them when they had no idea when things were going to come their way or had no resources.
Yes.
But God turned around and did great things for them, even when they weren't
thank you,
qualified.
Lord.
For my daughter, my youngest
yes.
daughter, she had a word spoken over her life when she was just probably in middle school, I believe she was in. But my apostle at the time spoke a word of her over her life. God has really given her brains, and she's really intelligent.
Yes.
And my apostle told her, well, God is going to make you an executive, and He's going to take you high in the business world, and because of the smarts that He's given you, and you know, it was such an awesome word. And the enemy got that word.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, the enemy took that word, and he tried to turn my child out. Do you hear me? Do anybody hear me?
Ooh.
She ran away from home.
Yes.
All kinds of stuff happened to her.
Yes, Lord.
But you know what? God is faithful to His word. We moved down here to Georgia. We're from Michigan. We moved down here to Georgia, and I begin to see God move in her life. And she has that executive position, that word that was spoken over her life, did not return void. God began to open up doors for her, and she began to become this district manager with no experience, nothing, no experience, no schooling, nothing. God opened up a great door for her, and she became assistant district manager. And I tell you, God blessed her financially. And I tell you one thing, God has been faithful to that child. He has all the situations she found herself in, God still took care of her. He still watched over her. He still was faithful to her. So I just want to bring this word of encouragement. If anybody online that has children that may not be acting quite right, anybody online that may have a boy or a girl that may be giving them problems and all kinds of situations and circumstances, I am here to tell you that if you put it in the hands of the Lord, God, I thank you. If you put it in the hands of God, I promise
you, Lord,
He will work it out. I
promise
you that He will do great things with it. I promise you that He will never leave you nor forsake you in that situation. So that is my testimony.
Ooh, hallelujah.
To see God move in her life like that is so awesome. To see Him move in her.
Yes,
to see
Lord.
Him do things for
yes.
her like that. Hallelujah. You know, He give us
yes,
that when
Lord.
We don't deserve it. None of us deserve it. But God is faithful
yes,
to give
Lord.
It to us even when we don't deserve it. Hallelujah. And so I
yes,
just want to give God praise
Thank
and
you,
honor. Hallelujah. I want to give God praise and honor and glory for blessing her life.
Thank
for
you, Jesus.
Both
Hallelujah.
Daughters. Both of them are blessed. Both of them are blessed.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Ahead of them. Both of them are going to still waiting on God to bring salvation to one of my daughters is saved. The other one, she gave her life to Christ, but she's not quite yet there yet. So we're believing and praying yet for her. But we thank God that He is able
yes.
to do abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think according
Amen.
To the power that works on inside of us. And so I just want to invite somebody
yes.
else to give their testimony today, because surely I know
Hallelujah.
You got something. And I know God has been good to somebody out there in radio land.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And speak up and tell your testimony of the goodness of the Lord in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is Minister Lisa from St. Louis, Lisa Harris. Good afternoon.
Amen.
Hey, women, good afternoon, Pastor Dean.
Amen.
And
good
afternoon and blessings to the young lady for the testimony service and everyone in Radio Land. I just wanted to thank God for another day of life and just take this opportunity.
Yes.
I take it not for granted to be in the land of the living today. Amen. And I just want to thank Jehovah God in the name of Jesus for keeping me,
yes.
for protecting me. I thank God for godly
yes.
leadership. I thank God for anointed, obedient, faithful, merciful, kind, loving leadership all of my life, godly
yes,
leadership.
Lord.
I thank God for the godly leadership in my own home and family that raised me. I thank God for my family, my sister and brother, my mother and father. My mother and father gone on to be with the Lord, but I thank God for my parents, and I honor them today with a godly respect and humility. And sometimes I feel that I could be better, but I thank God I'm not what I used to be. I'm not all that I should
yes,
be
Lord.
And all that I hope to be,
thank
but
you,
I thank
Jesus.
God that I'm better than I was, amen. And I know that because he's still
yeah.
right there with me, and he tells me I'm his own.
Yes.
I thank God for his love and his grace, his compassion.
Yes,
and I
Lord.
Would echo, I'm not that old, but I'm a little old enough to understand the goodness and the greatness of God. Amen. And I thank him, and I echo
yes,
the psalmist David. I once was young, and now I'm older, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Hallelujah. I just want to
yes,
encourage
Lord.
Someone when you're trying to stand up and change your life for the Lord, and you feel like you're losing it because ain't nobody talking like you. Ain't nobody seem like they on fire for the Lord like you, and you feel like you're out there by yourself. And even if you're not calling on Jesus, but you're just trying to walk a straight, narrow way, amen. You trying to press for education.
Yeah.
You heard the woman's testimony. You trying to do better for your life. You just keep right on doing that thing because you know what? Well, why
yes,
buckle down to the enemy and let him have your life and your soul. The Lord says, don't fear man who can kill the body, but you better fear me. I am Jehovah. I am Yahweh.
Yes.
Fear me. I can kill the body and kill the soul. Amen. And so I just want to
yes,
bow
Lord.
Down before God today because, you know, we got to do it anyway. Whether you going to call on Jesus
yes.
Christ as Lord and Savior or not, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall
yes,
confess
Lord.
That Jesus is Lord. And I want to do it while he's kind.
Yes,
me.
Lord.
I want to seek him while he may be found. And I just thank God. Thank
yes,
God
Lord.
For you, Apostle Deborah Dean, for your wisdom, for your faithfulness.
Yes.
I'm trying to press
thank
and do
Lord.
Better than I did yesterday. Amen. So I just wanted, out of
amen.
Respect, to, if I'm a call, if I'm saying I'm redeemed, I just want to say so. And I thank God for you and for your prayers. Amen.
Amen, amen, and we thank and praise Prophetess Harris, but I forgot that Prophetess Sims is go on, Prophetess. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all right because you're used to doing it. That's okay. So we thank God
mm-hmm.
for that coming on, telling us about the goodness of the Lord in her life, and hallelujah, and surely we are the redeemed of the Lord, and we say so, hallelujah. We say it, we speak
amen.
It, we tell everybody that we're redeemed, we tell the sinners that we're redeemed so they can get redeemed, hallelujah, that's our testimony
amen.
That we're redeemed for, hallelujah, and we thank God for that, we thank God that we're the redeemed, hallelujah. Is there anybody
amen.
Else that
hallelujah.
Anybody else that has anything to tell us about their lives, their testimonies of the goodness of the Lord? Hallelujah. Anybody else
want to
come forth?
Good afternoon, end time women and men of war, giving honor and
amen.
Praise to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Apostle
yeah.
Deborah Dean and Apostle Ed
amen.
Dean in his absence. I thank God for this
amen.
Opportunity to be on the line to give God yet a praise on another day. He's just been so good, saints. He's so faithful. I thank him for his mercy and his grace. I thank him for what he's doing in all of our lives. Because when you turn the TV on today and you see all the killings and all the different things that's going on, and you're standing here with life in your body, you can't do nothing but give God the praise and the glory for being a keeper and for being faithful. So I thank him for covering each and every one of my children, my grandchildren, my church family. I'm just excited on today, saints, and I'm happy to be on the line worshiping and praising with like-minded Christians. I pray that God will continue to bless you and your family, and I pray and ask you to do the same for me. Thank you and be blessed.
Amen. Praise God. Prophetess Joyce, thank God for her coming on and giving us a testimony. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Anybody else got anything to tell about what the Lord has done for them? Come forth.
All right. Well, y'all know I can't let you get by. I just thank and praise God on today for
amen.
His goodness. I just give God glory. He's been so good to me, and I thank God today for it. I thank God for waking me up and starting me on my way. I thank God that he's woke me up for 60 years. Huh? Glory to God. On the same time, not at the same time, but every day for 60 years, he's been waking me up. Huh? I thank him for that. I thank God for raiment, food, clothes, and shelter. I thank God for protection. I thank God for covering. God has been too good to me. He is my everything. I thank God on today. He is my everything, and I give him praise, and I love him so much. God is good. I thank God today for my husband. I thank God today for my children. I thank God for all of you. I thank God for you. I thank God that that God has got prayer warriors and prophetic prayer warriors and prophets and apostles and bishops and all of us. I thank God for each one of you in Radio Land that's listening on today. I give God the praise and I give God glory on today. I am so excited. I'm so excited just to be able to give a shout out to the Lord. He is my best friend. In the name of Jesus, he is someone I can talk to, and I'll never hear it again. He is someone that's got my back, my front, my side, and everywhere. I thank God today. So I just want to testify that how much I love the Lord on today and how good he's been to me. I thank and praise God for him just giving me strength. I thank God. You know, people, maybe you don't know what it's feel like. You don't know what it feel like not to have strength. But a lot of times I pray a lot, and a lot of times I don't have strength, but God gives me strength. He put back into me what was put out, and I thank him for that. So I'm not going to prolong. I just want you to know if I had 10,000 tongues, I would praise him with every one of them, every last one of them, and it still wouldn't be enough. Do you hear me? Because he's just that kind of God. He's the great shepherd. Hallelujah. And I thank him today. So I'm not going to hold on. I just thank God for you in the testimonial service, and I thank God for Prophetess Sims on today. I love you, and God loves you. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. People of God, God is so great and greatly to be praised. He is great.
Amen.
We serve an awesome,
amen,
awesome
amen.
God. And we need to praise him every chance we get, give him glory every chance we get. Because he said when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Hallelujah. So let's begin
to hallelujah.
Praise, hallelujah, through the trumpet, through our lips. Let us give him praise.
Yes, Lord.
Sound of trumpet, which is our lips. Hallelujah. That we will give him praise because he loves to be worshipped. He loves to be praised.
Yes,
he
Lord.
Loves, hallelujah,
yes.
to show his glory in your life. He loves to bless you. He loves to take you higher in him. He loves to do
yes,
great things.
Lord.
He loves to show who he
yes,
is
he
in
does.
Your life. Oh, he loves to
yes.
do all that. We love to give him praise. We should love to give him glory for it. We should love to give him honor for it. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We just want to ask anybody else want to come forth and bring a praise report of what God has done. Nobody else? Somebody else should be raring to give a report. Report shall we release. We shall believe the report of the Lord for his report.
Yes,
that I
Lord.
Am so I said, I am healed. His report said, I am free. His report says,
yes.
victory. Hallelujah. So
yes, Lord. Victory. Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody else? We're going to do one more person, and then we're going to turn it back over to Apostle Dean. All righty, then. So we're just going to close this portion of our service. We're going to close this portion of our testimony service, and we just thank God for this part because this is a very important part for us to play in, a very important part for us to give glory to our King and our God because he's King of Kings
yes,
and Lord of Lords.
Lord.
So we just want
yes.
to thank
Amen. Amen. And I thank and praise God for Prophetess Sims on today. I give God glory for her being obedient, the morning service on today. I just thank and praise God for her. I'm trying to get us some praise and worship music. I hope I'm doing the right. Just give me a second here. Oh, Lord. I'm sorry. Can you all hear this? Can you hear it?
I can't hear
can
anything.
Can you hear it? Okay.
I can't hear it.
Okay, hold on.
Can you hear it? Can you hear it?
I just hear static. I just hear static.
Okay, but I didn't do it right. So if anybody have a song on their heart or they want to sing a song for the Lord, because I always be in a fight when it's time for me to be on the radio. I'm always fighting. Every time I'm always fighting. So okay, trying to make sure everybody getting on here. If anyone have a song they want to sing, y'all know I can't sing, but y'all know I will, don't you? You don't want that.
I have a song.
Okay. Hello? Sing it. Hello? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, this is Dr. Trisha. Guys, sing along with me. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. My phone went out earlier. It just went out in the middle of everything, so. Hallelujah. Oh,
okay.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. For the Lord is worthy. He's worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. For the Lord is worthy, he's worthy, for he is good, yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, yes, he is good. For the Lord is worthy, he's worthy, for he is good, yes, he is good. For the Lord is worthy, he's worthy, for he is good, yes, he is good. For he is good, for he is good. For the Lord is worthy, he's worthy. For the Lord is worthy, he's worthy. The Lord is worthy, he's worthy. For he is good, he is good. He is good, for he is good. He is good, for he is good. Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Ando kobasanda. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Did everybody hear the song?
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I just wanted to make sure we was hearing it because I heard it. Thank you, Lord. I just thank and praise God on today, and I need you all to be praying with me on today. Just keep praying, because every time we get on this radio broadcast, it's public. It's publicized, and it's sent to the public. And when I tell you, people are listening. And my thing is, the enemy fights us because we get the word out to the people by the grace of God. Now, Apostle Deans was supposed to be on here. He's not on. You know, I'm a store kind of worrying and being concerned. You on here?
Oh, yeah, I've been on here.
Yeah, I couldn't see you. I couldn't see it. Okay, I see it now. I'm sorry. Because I was going to say, you know, the enemy started trying to fight me so much when I try to get on this radio broadcast and get it out to the public. So I thank and praise the Lord. Our next we'll have about we're going to get ready for our word. And that's why I was getting kind of concerned. That was me calling his number. I was studying calling it from another number because I can't see it where I'm supposed to see it at. So I thank and praise God that Apostle Dean is on, and we're going to get ready now to go into the Word of God now. So we're going to have Apostle Dean to come. Amen.
Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
I have so much to tell you that I just don't know where to begin. This world is in a turmoil. We have trouble on every hand. People are being misled. Lies are being told at a rapid pace. Friends and relatives and sisters and brothers are dying right at our feet and being misled, and nobody to be able to bring the word of God, because I don't even think they know. But I'm not going to harp on that too much. Let us get into our lesson. The lesson is coming out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 29. I'm going to take you to two other places, and then we'll end this lesson. Mm-hmm. All that have Bibles and books or whatever you study from, turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 29. All right, I'm going to start reading from the verse the 29th chapter 9. And it goes as, stay yourselves and wonder. Verse 9. Stay yourself and wonder. Cry thee out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For the Lord has poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and has covered your eyes, the prophets, your rulers, the seers, had he covered. And the visions of all has become unto you as a word of a book that is sealed, which men deliver unto one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. He said, I cannot, for it is sealed. The book is delivered unto him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he said, I am not learned. Therefore the Lord said, for as much as these people draw near to me with their mouths and with their lips do honor me, but they have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the precepts of men. My God. Let me go over this with you real quickly. Verse 9 says, stay yourselves. It means to stop, take a look. Look around you. Think about what's going on. Look at it. And wonder and cry thee out. Cry. Holler out. Yell. Ask somebody. What do this mean in the Bible? What is the Bible saying to us? And he said that they are drunk. You know how a drunk person reacts when they had too much alcohol. Well, this is drunk with bad doctrine is what this means. Well, it says, but not with strong drink. They are not drunk with literal wine, liquor, or whatever. They drunk with bad doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
Bad, false teaching.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
Visions of all. Excuse me?
Hallelujah.
It says, the visions of all is become unto you as the word of a book that is sealed. But before I get to that, back to verse 10, it's for the Lord has poured out on you a spirit of deep sleep and has covered your eyes, your prophets and your rulers, the seers, had he covered all your preachers, your pastors, your deacons, your whatever you want to call yourself. I don't care. God has put a deep sleep on you and covered your eyes and your ears, nor can you see or hear. Because if you did, you wouldn't do 90% of the things that you do. Why? God said in verse 11, he said that the visions of all, he said all, has become unto you as a book of a book that is sealed, which means delivered unto one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he said, I cannot, for it is sealed. This book, whether it's open or closed, is sealed to your preachers and your pastors, your deacons, and so on and so on and so on, because they cannot understand the word of God. Now, I'm not hitting at your pastors or your preachers or your ministers and stuff, but if you don't know what God is saying or what this means or what that means, then it's best for you to close the book and put it down and stop telling people lies. Let me show you what's going on. And then we'll get back to this. Keep your fingers stuck in chapter 29. Go to the Revelation chapter 17. I'm going to show you where all this come from. Turn to Revelation chapter 17. Verse 17, verse 1 says, and there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, and I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sits upon many waters. This whore, it's where all the religions in the world come from. Every church that you know of come from this whore. Your Baptists, your Seventh-day Adventists, your Latter-day Saints, the Lutherans, whatever you got, this is where they come from. When Jesus was crucified and died and the disciples carried on, 70 years after Jesus had died, after 70 years, the word of God fell to the floor. Nobody was able to deliver or preach the truth or the word of God. So this Roman church, this whore, picked it up and started spreading all these lies and false rumors and gossip. They changed times and everything. Everything that you know of, you think is holy, is lies. Example. Let me give you an example. Christmas. Nowhere in Jeremiah chapter 10, Jesus tell you about Christmas. That's how you can be identified to be hooked up next to the whore. This whore has other little bitty whores, and those are your Baptists, your Lutherans, your bishops, all these other churches, which don't know nothing. I'm going to read this all the way down to chapter 6, and then we'll go back to Isaiah chapter 29. With whom the kings of the earth has committed fornication, and inhabitants of the earth has been made drunken with the wine of her fornication. It says the kings, that's your presidents, your dictators, all your rulers, everybody has made a pledge with this woman, has committed fornication and inhabit of the earth, and has been and inhabit the earth. That's everywhere. That's the same thing I just got through saying. Of the earth has been drunken with the wine of her fornication. Wine do not mean being drunk. You are giving bad doctrine this Christmas. How do I know that you got bad doctrine? Every house you know of got a Christmas tree sitting in the front room. And if you don't have one, praise God. If you got one, you better take a look at yourself. You better take a look at this Bible and find out where you stand with Christ. Chapter verse 3. And so he carried me away into the spirit, into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon the scarlet colored beast, full of names, blaspheming, having seven heads and ten horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet colors, and decked with gold and precious ornaments, stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, and full of abomination and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon, the Great Whore, the great mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Let me read that again. Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots and abomination of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of this martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. This woman we're talking about is the Pope. Is your Roman Catholic Church. That's your great whore.
Right.
That's the one that can go all over the world and everybody run and flunk and want to kiss the ring. If you don't know how to read and speak Latin, you got to understand the name, that hat that he wears on his head, what it says. You got to understand about the false prophet and the beast. I'm going into great details now, and I got to go back to this lesson. We are taught bad doctrine, and it comes from them, from your Roman Catholic Church. You get a chance, turn back to Isaiah chapter 29. Let me show you something real quick. Isaiah was making a point here, and it says in verse 15, it says, "Woe to them that seek deep and hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say they see us. Who sees us? Who sees us? And who knows us? They do secret and sly and sneaky crap." And when stuff come out, all of a sudden now it's out, and you don't know how it got there. Verse 16 is important. "Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as a potter's clay. They have taken everything that you know of and turned it upside down. Right now is wrong, and wrong is right. How do I know? You shoot a man, you get a slap on the wrist. You shoot a dog, you get 20 years in jail." You turn around, you got men marrying men. That's not so. That wasn't where it was in the beginning.
Right.
You got women marrying women and men marrying men. And then you got these people hiding this stuff, and then they put out all this legislation and these laws and stuff, and then they bring it out. Then you get real mad when you go down to my aunt in Florida, where that gay house, that tavern, got blown up with all those people in it. I come to find out all the people in there are gay.
That's what's up.
They didn't read the Bible. You didn't read Solomon and Gomorrah. You didn't understand about what God said. They are drunk with bad doctrines. They taking things and turning it upside down, trying to make you think that things are, this is the way it is, love and peace. But God is going to bring destruction upon this earth. And you better be ready. And your love and peace is not going to help you. Another thing, one more thing. I need for each and every one of you, if you got a calendar in front of you, of the month of July, I want you to take it out and look at it. While you got it out and looking at it, I want to show you how they switched and turned times and days and mix things up. Turn to the book of Leviticus, chapter 23.
Okay.
Leviticus 23. Now, I ask you this. Everybody gets up on a Sunday and run to the church. This is where you so-called worship God. You keep doing this foolishness, you're going to miss God. Nowhere in this Bible tell you that you're supposed to worship on a Sunday. Now, what am I saying? We talk about the Sabbath day. Chapter 23, verse 3. It says, 6 days thou shall work be done. But on the seventh day is the Sabbath day of rest. A holy convocation. He shall do no work therein. This is the Sabbath day of the Lord in all your dwellings. God said the Sabbath day, no work, no cooking, no shopping, no washing clothes, no work, no none of this stuff. But what do? We do it all on the Sabbath day. Because of this whore in Rome changed the date.
Okay.
Look at your calendar.
Okay.
He said, how many days of work? God said 6 days. What's the first day on your calendar for the first week? It starts with a Sunday. Sunday is your first day, mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yeah.
If Sunday is your first day, count 6 days from that day and tell me what day it stops on. Anybody? It stops on a Friday. That's your 6 days. God made it plain and simple for you to see it in your face, and you walk right over it like it don't exist. On the seventh day, he said, you rest. That's your Sabbath day. That's your Saturday. What do we do? We do everything what God says don't do. You say don't do it, you do it. You wonder why things are not going too good for you. Your living situation is bad. Kids running rampant. Shooting and killing all around you. Stealing and robbing. Losing your jobs and everything else. It's coming to an end. And you better know what to do when the time comes. Because if not, you're going to leave out on the wrong date.
Uh-uh.
And you're going to miss the Lord. And it's going to be nobody's fault but your own. I got others here to go into and to teach, but we only have an hour. Matter of fact, you got a couple of minutes. And it won't cover it all because I can go into detail on a lot more, give you an example of one more. Going to heaven. Nowhere in your Bible tell you you're going to heaven. Nowhere. Not one letter, not one dot, not one R, nothing indicate to you you're going to heaven. You did not read what God told Adam in the book of Genesis. He said, Seth, he said, you shall work from the, well, let's turn to it. Let's not even guess. Turn to Genesis chapter 2. Chapter 3, I'm sorry. Yeah, Genesis 3.
Uh-huh.
Genesis chapter, well, look at Genesis chapter 2 first, and then we'll go to chapter 3. In chapter 2, verse 7, nobody pays attention to what God says. Verse 7, God says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. He formed you out of the dust of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe into your nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. He told Adam over in chapter 3, verse 19, in the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread until thy return unto the ground, from out of it was thy taking. For dust thy all, and dust thy shall return. You're nothing but a handful of dirt. And you sit up and you say, you're going to heaven. You're going to heaven and do what? What's the purpose of Jesus coming back if you've already been judged? You're going to go when God take your breath from you, then you return to where you came from. You got these churches telling you, my mom is in heaven smiling down at me. What is she doing up there? Nothing. False doctrine. Bad teaching. None of your preachers and your ministers can teach you and tell you what you need to know, but instead they take your money and line their pockets full of your money and live good while your lights blink off and on. They live good while they sit there and eat lavishly. And you barely got a peanut butter sandwich. But instead, you feed them and they're not feeding you. Something is wrong. Something is very wrong. I'm not going to get off into more of these bad doctrine, bad teaching. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to end it right here. Sister Double, it's back in your hands.
Amen. Amen. We thank Apostle for that teaching. And it's one thing about Apostle Dean. He that's the way he teach. That's the way he bring it, just like that. And he show you in the word where it comes from. We thank and praise God for the man of God bringing the word of God for God's people today. We just give God praise, and I thank you, Apostle, for bringing that word. We're going to go on into our altar call with Prophetess Rome. It's going to come with our altar call on today.
Praise God. I'm excited about receiving wisdom on today. I thank God because sometimes the enemy use false doctrine to keep us blind to what it is God really wants to know. So I thank God for the wisdom on today. This is an opportunity that you can come before the Lord and confess your sins and accept Jesus, your Lord and Savior, Jesus as your Lord and Savior on today. I pray and ask God to touch the hearts and the minds of his people and anyone that want to surrender their life unto the Lord. This is a chance for you to do so by repeating after me. And it's real simple as A, B, and C. I confess that Jesus is your son, that he died and was buried. And I believe with my heart that God raised him from the dead. I invite you into my life and receive you by faith. Please forgive my sins. I repent and now turn away from my life dominated by sin to you. I confess Jesus now as my Lord and Savior. Though I am a sinner, I believe that I am now saved. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. And if you repeated that prayer after me, I encourage you to stay in the Word of God. Continue to come online with End Time Woman in War on Sunday afternoons, 3 o'clock Central Standard Time and 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and stay in prayer and allow God to continue to move you in the direction that he would have you to go.
Praise God. We thank and praise Prophetess Rome for that altar call for people to come. You know, it's always room. It's still room at the cross. It's always room. And we give God praise today. We've had such a blessed time in the Lord and with the word coming from Apostle Dean on today. We give God praise today. He is such an awesome and mighty God. And he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. I thank and praise God for him today. We're going to get ready to close out everything by the grace of God. Everything God has blessed everything to go just wonderful today. And we want to thank everyone in Radio Land for listening and the ones that came on our broadcast on today that dialed in. This is a lot of ones. I'm telling you, this is many as I've had in a while, but I thank and praise God that you decided to come in. The new callers that came on today, I thank you for your just being on with us and in the service today. I give God praise and glory on today. So we're going to get ready to close out of here today. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now for your word, Lord. We thank you for being in the service on today. We magnify your holy name. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you for everyone that participated in our worship service on today. We just give God praise on today. Father, I ask you right now, Lord, to bless everyone that's up under the sound of my voice. Bless everyone, Lord. Keep them covered in the shed blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm thanking you right now for filling these lines even the more. I thank you right now for letting the ones in the radio broadcast and out of radio land, Father. We thank you right now for the ones in radio land that's listening. By the blood of Jesus, we just give you praise on today. Father, we give you all of the praise and glory. And we ask everything in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. You all are dismissed. We will see you back here on tomorrow, Monday evening at 6 Central and 7 Eastern for our Bible classes. And on Thursday, we have Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. And on Friday, we have another Bible class at 7 Eastern and 6 Central every night. Thank you. God bless you and you and you and you. God loves you, and I love you too. Good evening. Amen.
Good evening. Amen. God bless. Shalom, amen.